And we go down to Baghdad and NPR senior foreign editor Lauren Jenkins. Lauren, Reuters News Service says that Iraq is about 60% Shia, the rest Sunni. The divisions between them are one of the big problems in trying to establish an Iraqi government. But are they divided on this issue that has Paul Bremer back in Washington? Are they divided on the transfer of power?
Well, they certainly are. Traditionally, over the last centuries, it's been the minority Sunnis who've led the governments, various governments, in Iraq, and the Shia have been, as a majority, have been basically repressed and kept out of power. The Shia's dominant leaders have seen the fall of Saddam Hussein as a great chance to claim the power that they feel they're entitled to because of their numbers. So they are very strong supporters of the American idea that restoring democracy, one man, one vote in Iraq is a great policy because it's a policy that would bring the Shia to power.
This must be the crucial factor in trying to achieve success for U.S. policy in Iraq, certainly over the next 6 months. But what are the other factors there?
Well, it's obviously security is a factor. Nothing can happen as long as there's trouble, as long as there's a guerrilla force opposing the occupation here, attacking American troops as they do periodically, exploding car bombs in critical places in downtown Baghdad to sort of keep instability afoot. But beyond the security situation, how you give power, democratic power, to the Iraqis is the key issue. And as I say, from the Shia point of view, it has to be through democratic elections.
These direct elections that they want. This in a country that essentially doesn't have a census, has no way of actually saying how many people can vote, has no way of registering voters. I mean, it's a huge problem.
Absolutely, but it's not undoable. I mean, the elections could be arranged. One problem is that there's now a deadline, June, that both the U.S. and the U.S.-appointed governing council of Iraqis have agreed to for a transfer of power to the Iraqis. Everybody seems to think elections can't be held in time for that. So the Americans have come up with a scheme of sort of local caucuses and half-appointed, half-chosen, half-selected by a base that is totally not defined as a way of coming up with a transitional government. And that is what Ayatollah Sistani so far is opposing.
You had dinner last night with a senior U.S. official there. What kind of guidance did you get? What was this person saying about how they felt the U.S. general plan was going in Iraq, especially as regards this transfer of power?
Well, the senior official I dined with said it wasn't going very well. They're very nervous, which is one reason Bremer went back to the States. It's the reason Bremer will meet with Kofi Annan and a representative of the Iraqi Governing Council on Monday.
Up at the UN.
At the UN. What they're basically hoping for is to get the UN involved again, and involved here probably to mediate between Ayatollah Sistani and the Governing Council to find some sort of compromise that would allow a transfer of power by the deadline in June that's been stated. It's expected that they're going to try and get a new special UN envoy to come here.
NPR senior foreign editor Lauren Jenkins in Baghdad. Stay safe there, Lauren, and thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.